Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. When you put a lid on a simmering pot, the boiling point isn't far away. Well, Turkey's definitely boiling over with ongoing protests from the weekend. It started with a peaceful protest against the destruction of Gezi Park near Taksim Square. Then police marched in with tear gas and water cannons. Hundreds have been arrested or injured, one person killed. Now, protests against police brutality and government control are sweeping Turkey. Ion Network's Rodi Rodehaver says
there could become other pockets of unrest where we are doing ministry. And so our prayer is that this will not go that far.
Support their camp ministry at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, fighting rages on in Syria as thousands remain trapped in a town near the Lebanon border. Peter Howard with Food for the Hungry.
This is the biggest humanitarian crisis of our time. And I think it's really incumbent upon the Western Church to really enter into spiritual battle, praying for the Syrian church, but also supporting them.
FH is partnering with churches in the region to give refugees food, water, shelter, and hygiene. Pray refugees come to Christ as they experience His love through the church. And seminary students are putting feet on their studies. Crossroad Bible Institute offers discipleship courses for prisoners internationally and throughout the U.S. At Westminster Seminary in California, students learn how to disciple others by correcting CBI lessons. Along with the corrected lessons, the students send letters of encouragement. Pray students grow in their ability to disciple others as they become pastors, mentors, and teachers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.